How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
For the first time in about 25 years, Congress is taking bipartisan action to protect children and teens from online content. Today, the Senate is expected to pass legislation that would hold some big tech companies accountable and add more protection for minors. It would also ban targeted advertising to teens and prohibit online companies from collecting personal personal information. It's called the Kids Online Safety Act. And while it's unclear what the House will do, the Senate is expected to vote on and pass the legislation. Nicole D'Antonio has been following this story very closely for several months. She joins us live in Washington with details on today's vote and the next steps. Good morning, Nicole.
Hi, Christine. Good morning to you. Yes, after delays, years of delays, today we do have an update. Today, the Senate plans to vote on several bills focused on protecting kids online. Now, lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are expected to pass legislation that would hold big tech companies accountable and add more protections for minors. So these bills, while they're so significant, they would provide parents more control over their kids' accounts. They'd ban targeted ads for kids. It would also allow kids to opt out of that addictive algorithm that keeps them scrolling. Now, we know opponents argue this legislation could lead to concerns over censorship. However, parents and advocates have spent years traveling to Washington demanding that more needs to be done to protect kids online. So they are calling this, Christina, a big step forward that would significantly impact social media moving forward. So it's been a long time coming here, but we're expecting an update today.
Okay, that's good news, I guess, for most people. My concern would always be that the teenagers and the children are better adapt and equipped to override some of these fail-safes than we are. So hopefully it has more of an impact, and hopefully they're not able to override those.
Well, and that's a good point. And, you know, when parents mention just a first step, you know, they point to the fact this is the first time Congress has passed legislation around the Internet since 1998. So, you know, they're hoping while there may be additional, whether it's schools putting restrictions on it or, you know, additional measures moving forward, that this will be a step in the right direction. And, you know, and I also want to mention as for where this goes from here, you know, it's unclear what the House will do, of course, but the Senate is expected to vote and pass the legislation with overwhelming bipartisan support today. So, again, the bill would be the first major tech regulation package to move in years.
Nicole D'Antonio, live in our Washington Bureau.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.